Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday. Hey, how are you, folks? Glad you have joined us here in the studio. King Cabba at the controls and your humble host, Brian Cerny, bringing you all that is going on around town in another edition of Tallahassee Talks. And this week, once again, the best of Tallahassee Talks as we do a bit of a recap over the last number of months. So we invite you to find out what Tallahassee's talking about right here. Stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Robert Sand Company, providing soil, mulches, compost, rock, and gravel for homeowners and businesses for 50 years, and by Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive for accessories, detailing, and window tinting for your car or truck.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tripping out to truck.
Folks, the backup camera system has become a standard in most of the new vehicles, and you don't have to buy a new vehicle in order to have the safety and protection of the standard. Come in to Truck and Car Concepts. We can install a backup camera system that's going to give you the safety and protection for $399 and up.
Everything is here from A to Z.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Peter.
Wow, you really going after those carrots?
Yeah, so?
Well, you gotta slow down.
Oh, no. You're right.
Must be the Roberts.
What? Roberts?
Yeah, Roberts Topsoil and Compost.
Farmer Brown is a genius.
Grow your garden with the best from Roberts Sand Company. Call 576-1414 or click robertssand.com. Do the Roberts.
So we're talking about those things that have been particularly of noted interest over the last several months. The best of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on Saturday. And we're going to kick things off just by a popular vote with the very charming, the lovely, the talented, the social maven of Tallahassee. Dina Mims is with us here in studio as Dina Talks Tally. Hey, Dina, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
You
it's
look
good
spiffy.
To see you.
Can I say that? This is radio, so you're going to have to trust me, folks. But this woman has, what is it? You got the something, the hair, the
yeah, just recovering from bronchitis, so maybe it's coming back from
there.
Death,
that was
good on me.
Yeah, I was going for that one. Okay, so enough. So what's up?
Saturday. I thought it would never get here. It is a Saturday family program later today from 11 to 12:30. At the Museum of Florida History, which you know is on Bruno Street.
Right.
It's an opportunity to learn hands-on history for all members of the family. The program, the admission, and the parking are free. You'll explore the Seminole clans and original languages and learn about all of their culture through hands-on activities. Mm. I think that's pretty cool. Pretty cool way to start
Very
the weekend
sweet.
With the kids.
Yep.
Nice to have no admission. And tonight you have choices. Something I'm excited about is Tallahassee Movies in the Park.
Mm.
So they're doing it late enough that we ought to have a little bit of coolness, so your children don't melt like little baby popsicles. It's a family-friendly event. It starts at 6 p.m. tonight, and it features food trucks, music, and fun activities as the pre-movie part, and then the movie actually happens at 8:30 sunset.
Cool,
so
yeah.
Hopefully they're all on their blankets and they've had their little bellies full. I don't know what the movie will be this weekend, but you always have a chance to go in and tell them what you want the movie to be like next weekend. So put your suggestions in.
That's a good idea.
The admission is free. The only thing is they'd love for you to bring some extra school supplies to benefit the Boys and Girls Club of the Big Bend.
Now, there's a good idea.
They're also accepting donations for $3 if that's not something that you've had the bandwidth to round up. Their sponsors, I think worth noting, is TallahasseeConnection.com, Chili's on Thomasville Road, and Champions Health and Fitness. I thank you guys for putting this on the program
Very cool.
for the kids.
Well done.
They're about to have to go back to school. They deserve a little last hurrah, right?
Not to mention that. That's what I meant to say. Not to mention that. Yes. We're all getting back into the swing of things.
And if you don't have kids... You can leave them laying in the park, melting like little popsicles, and you and your spouse.
I'm still
or
working on that.
Other,
little baby popsicles. That's going to.
But when you think about
them
melting,
the
they get very colorful.
Sorry.
Okay. You can dress up for a sock hop for a cure. It benefits the American Cancer Society, and it's happening tonight from 6 to 10 p.m. at Appalachia Parkway YMCA. Y'all know where that is, behind Jimmy John's.
Yep.
You get dressed, you come out for a night of 50s fun, you're going to see costumes, music, and dance.
And hop in your socks.
And you hop in your socks if that's what you choose to do. The tickets are $10 advanced or $15 at the door. And they say it's ages 6 and over.
I don't want to brag, but I have been known for my sock hopping.
You know, then we expect to see you there with your poodle skirt on.
That you won't see, but... I actually wear three pair of socks when I hop, so that way I get a little more.
no friction burns.
Absolutely.
They're going to have a costume contest. They're going to have prizes. They're going to have a silent auction.
I love it.
And for the men who are thinking this is a girly thing, they're having a cruise car show out in the parking lot. So it really is fun for all of you who are not going to the movies.
Yeah, I'm like that. Yeah, okay.
Later in the week, TSAE, because this town has a huge number of associations, you should know about the Tallahassee Society of Association Executives. They're having a power lunch, and that's business networking and a special guest speaker. I took note of this because the guest speaker is James Call, who has spent the last 6 years writing about the Florida legislature for WFSU Public Radio.
Right.
And he is now a political reporter for the Florida Current, which is part of Lobby Tools.
You see what I mean, folks? This woman just is in touch with so many different...
Well, here's the catch. Right. This is what's going to tickle you.
Yes.
I can see Palatka from my window.
Ah.
That is the title of the talk. He is going to do this from 11:30 to 1 on Thursday, August 15th at the Four Point Sheraton downtown. Hmm. That's used to be the Round Holiday Inn.
Right.
For old timers. And I love this description. I can see Palatka from my window. Take a joyride along our state's political path. James will be grappling with gaffes in possibly well-intended legislation, parlaying a little political satire, and summing up the scenario for us. How can you resist? Like fun.
You got to find out. Excellent.
Pre-registration is preferred. Call 561-6124 to get registered. If you don't do a lot of business networking, this is going to be a really good lay of the land about Florida, and you're going to have a
and
good
again,
time.
This is TSAE.
Tallahassee Society. So basically, Tallahassee Society of Association Executives is the Association of Associations.
Ah, right.
The penultimate, right?
The folks that run all those associations.
Good people
that
there.
Keep this town going in many ways.
Good people. I'm a longtime member and really want to make this one because...
Go for it.
Seeing James Call.
So do you have to be a TSAE member?
You don't.
To attend?
But it may convince you to become a
you
member.
Might want
so
to.
It's not just if you're a member of an association, if you are somebody who provides services to an association.
Right. Okay.
A vendor, what have you, marketing,
whatever.
What have you.
Right. Okay.
Going to be a great speaker. They're a fun group of people. Also that night, that's August 15th, the Thursday Night Music Club 6th Annual Jazz Showcase. That's going to be happening at the FSU Opperman Music Hall. So the band will be performing contemporary jazz, Latin, R&B, swing, rock, and more. How excited am I about this? This person's been on the show and we love her. This year, they welcome three new vocalists to the stage. Lindsay Benedict, one of our favorites.
I love Lindsay Benedict. Yes.
I know. Me too.
Yep.
And Jared Pfeiffer. And a first, this time they're going to have Thursday Night Music Club t-shirts available for a small donation so you can get a bit of Tallahassee's unique community music group to wear on your back.
We should have Lindsay back on the show, Carl. Can we do that? Let's get Lindsay back on the show.
I love Lindsay. I think I can make it happen.
Please.
Tickets are only $5 in advance or at the door. You can buy the tickets in advance from any band member or Beethoven and Company music store in Timberlane, which is Market Square.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a fun night. All the kind of music you could ask for, really low expense.
Very cool.
Again, it's happening at 7 p.m. is when the ticket opens. Jumping to next Saturday, August 17th. Tour Mission St. Louis for free, and you can become a Tallahassee tour guide to friends and family. Bring everybody with you. Visit Mission St. Louis for free during the citywide campaign of exposing the people in our community to events, places, museums they probably haven't gone or haven't gone recently. So it's open from 10 to 4, guys, and it's free. Another activity to take the kids out, see native cultures, the way that they lived, and see the whole village set up. You know, they may not be excited about going back to school, but their summer camp's probably over or almost over.
Yeah.
They got a little itch still. They want to go and celebrate and have some fun. And for the folks that say there's nothing to do in Tallahassee, I have a plethora of things to pick from almost every week. And I try to give you free things you can do with the family where you get out and explore your community.
So if your kids have a little itch or a plethora, you should take them to one of these events.
We cover itchy kids, popsicle kids, the whole gamut.
I'm telling you, they're melting and they're itching.
And finally, Thursday, August 22nd at 7 p.m., Capital City Youth Services is doing comedy for a cause. Do you need a night of laughs? Other than dropping by Brian's house, you may want to support a worthy cause. At 7 p.m.
You don't even need to come in the house. Just drive by the front yard.
At 7 p.m., Dean Napolitano, otherwise known as Dino, graces the stage at Hotel Duval, a favorite for a lot of people, for an evening of comic relief for a cause. Now, Capital City Youth Services has served the community for a long time, but now they're starting a new transitional facility for homeless youth. They time out of the system at around 17, 18 years old, and they don't necessarily have a place to go. The transitional facility will help that very much. It's $25 with a limited VIP seating. There'll be a cash bar. You get a comedian for a night, good networking, and a fun night out supporting.
All night long? I mean, okay.
At Hotel Duval and supporting, making sure that folks, kids, that time out of the foster system are going to have a transitional place to go before they start their life.
This is a great town, folks.
And they urge you to call Melanie or Brittany. Now, Brittany is a former
associate
of both Brian and mine. So call Brittany. She's at 576-6000. And the website is ccys.org. That's a very cool thing to become involved with and understand what they're going to provide in the community.
All right, then.
General admission tickets are $25, as I mentioned, and there is limited VIP seating. So that's what's going on in Tallahassee this week. There's a lot of stuff, but thought that was a good mix of work, culture, and stuff for your kids, and I hope to see you around town.
So, folks, that's the way it works here at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Whenever we have Dina Mims in the studio, Dina Talks Tally.
Thank you, Brian.
You're listening to the best of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday. We are so glad you have joined us. We have a wonderful lineup here today. And joining us in the studio, the very famous, the very lovely, the charming Mr. Winston Howell, and the equally lovely Sue Dick. Sue and Winston, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Brian.
Glad to have you here. We're talking about the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce, along with the Economic Development Council. Now, for those of you who may not know this, Ms. Dick is the executive director. She is the president and CEO of the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce. And for the sake of this conversation, we'll just talk about the chamber, and everybody will know that we're talking about the Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce. And Mr. Howell, Winston, you are the chairman of the board for this 2012-2013 period of time, which entails what? What is your role in helping us with all that you do?
Well, in serving as the chamber chair, I am the chair of the board. We have over 40 members on the board, and then we have a 20-plus member executive committee. Hmm. And I oversee the leadership of the volunteer group at their discretion. And then we establish and identify priorities and programs of work for that particular year. Mm. And then we follow through and execute on those items, as well as deal with other items that may come up within the community during that time period.
And it is a volunteer position. So you look at your role with the chamber as an opportunity to contribute out of your own goodness and experience. Tell me a little bit about your background in business.
Well, my day job, Brian, is I'm a bean counter, so I'm a CPA and oversee, and I serve as the managing director of Thomas Howell Ferguson here in Tallahassee. Mm-hmm. And we are a CPA and business consulting firm with offices here in Tallahassee and Tampa.
Well, I got you. So for that part of what you bring to the equation, no stranger to what it means to try to remain solvent as a business owner. And of course, much of what the chamber endeavors to do at its core is to encourage the growth of and the maintenance of the development of business.
Sue, you've been at the helm for how many years?
14 years.
And you were what, like 12
no.
when you started?
You're very kind, but no.
I mean, you've been at this forever, and you've not aged. I mean, I can remember as a little kid thinking, you know, I wish I could be as able as you are. And you've just pressed forward through lots of change, too. Recessionary hazards and politics and economic downturns and all kinds of stuff. And here you are. You're not tired. You're not.
No, I think it's,
we haven't worn you out.
No, it's an exciting job. I mean, it's every day you get the opportunity to work with business owners and our community partners. And, you know, it's one of those where the energy is high and there's always opportunities. And, you know, with Winston here as serving as chairman and our full board of directors.
Okay, but wait a minute. That sounds way too corporate. So aren't there those days when you just take your clipboard and throw it against the wall and say, I am done with this?
No, there are days that at this point you don't answer. You know, you look at your iPhone or you look at your tablet and it's late at night and the text messages
and it's
still
Winston.
Come in. Well, but Winston,
what time is that meeting in the morning?
Well, as I sat here, I just got a text on something and I realized I had to answer it real quick. But, you know, I think as I talk to, and I don't mean to be so corporate and so Pollyannish, but there's.
You're just too positive for
well,
us.
You, as chamber executive, you either move cities often, or you stay in a community, and you find it, and you probably are a chamber one go around in your career.
And you've chosen to do the latter.
I have.
You've
and
invested well.
I have, because I love this community. And no, it is exhausting.
Yeah.
But, you know, I often see people, if I'm tired, I'm usually looking across the table at somebody that's as tired as I am.
Yeah.
But it's exciting, and it's an opportunity.
Man, we stay in touch with business owners daily here, and our firm is involved in a number of those efforts so that people like Winston have beans to count, and there are fewer beans on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And so the sentiment is we're working harder, we're running faster just to stay in place.
You know, Brian, the thing, though, that I think gets missed sometime with the chamber is that it is truly an association of members.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we look at the fact that we have over 1,400 members and we have a staff as small as we have, it is truly a volunteer-based organization. The majority of all the programs within the chamber function and run based solely upon the commitment of the individual members and their employees to participate in those activities, and then it's shepherded and overseen by Sue and her team of professionals that are there.
Yep.
But it takes a unique person to be able to engage in volunteers that you don't necessarily have the opportunity or right to oversee, but you have the opportunity and responsibility to oversee them and shepherd them and listen to them, and Sue has and her team have great listening skills. We're very fortunate to have
Sue. Notice, too, Sue, that he said shepherd, not herding, as in herding cats.
Right.
But it has to be part of the job, too, because you get people like me. I mean, I'm a chamber member.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not sure that...
No, every member's important.
Very important.
That you should be happy about that. But the fact that you have to deal with personalities like me... You know, I mean, I want to own the room, you know, I mean, and I'm sure that people who are...
And I know you have no opinion.
I have nothing to share. You got to have folks involved who, by definition, are in business because they have that sort of edge. Everybody knows that their opinion is really the right opinion. You know, the Bible says every man is right in his own eyes. Well... By golly, there's no shortage of that. And yet, you know, you have to kind of hear all of that and somehow bring together this direction that Winston's talking about. You know, give us some direction that brings us forward and past all of what might otherwise be just a sort of malaise, right, a kind of infighting. So is that the more tedious part of the job? If it's about getting people to work together, maybe, you know?
It is, and I think it's also making sure you're looking down the road for what our next opportunity is. And so if you look at a Chamber of Commerce, our 90th anniversary, and we'll be feeding into that this year.
90 years.
From everything of moving our headquarters, it's been a it's been a process, but we'll be moving into a new location before Winston's term is done. So we'll be celebrating our 90th year.
My term is done by July 1.
And you and you're
pushing
look,
it, baby.
Right. And you look at a Chamber of Commerce that has formed a leadership program. And you formed an economic development council. And no coincidence, this community has great individuals who give back. And I even Winston sitting here is former chair of the Leadership Tallahassee and of the Economic Development Council. And you form a young professional program called Access Tallahassee. Yep. And a world-class schools to work in partnership with Capital Health Plan and our Leon County schools. So part of it is you need to be looking down the road of where you need to be going as the lead entity for the business community.
Yes.
And also while all the while listening, you know, it's kind of driving that car, but make sure the window, you make sure you're driving with the windows down so you can hear what people might be saying.
Yeah.
And listening to where we are and understanding there are unique dynamics with the economy.
Well, from my point of view, you've done so quite well, and your leadership shows, and I'm sure that Mr. Howell would agree with me. Folks, you're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning. I'm glad you've tuned in. We have the very lovely Sue Dick, who has joined us, and Winston Howell talking about the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce. Folks, thanks for joining us. Stay with me.
Hey, Magnolia.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Hey, you're looking pretty good there. You've been doing the Roberts, right?
Yeah, hey, and I can't thank you enough, you know. I haven't felt this good in years. I mean, I'm putting out roots and leaves I didn't know I had in me. And look at these blossoms, huh?
I'm telling you, it's the Roberts. Hey, that's great, Mac. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, and you know, I think everybody ought to be doing the Roberts. I mean, it's not just good for guys like us, but, you know, for everybody, right?
Have you seen Camellia lately?
Hi, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Do your flowers, plants, and trees a favor with the best organic topsoil, compost, and mulch from Roberts Sand Company. Ask for it by name at your local nursery or call 576-1414 or click robertssand.com. Do the Roberts.
You're listening to the best of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
With your IMAX UMAX for this week, I'm Emily Brown. As you may know, the Discovery Channel has just taken us on a week-long adventure dedicated to the predator we love to fear. Yes, you know the one. It's Shark Week. At the Challenger Learning Center IMAX Theater, we have our own film dedicated to the top of the ocean's food chain, the Great White Shark. Celebrate Shark Week right here in downtown Tallahassee by taking a bite out of Great White Shark 3D. This 40-minute documentary will be showing all week at 12 p.m. and 6 p.m. If you're leaning more towards catching a Hollywood feature this weekend, we're showing two blockbuster hits of the summer. You can take in the post-apocalyptic zombie thriller World War Z 3D starring Brad Pitt, or Pacific Rim 3D for an epic robots versus monsters battle to save humanity. You can find movie showtimes and a whole lot more at ChallengerTLH.com. With IMAX UMAX, I'm Emily Brown.
We're glad you tuned in. We have in studio Dr. Cindy Bigby for her part, a communication specialist and therapist and communicator at large, somebody who spends her professional life helping us find ways to communicate in ways that, did I say that? That was redundant. Find ways to communicate in a manner that is more positive, we'll say. To say it's nonviolent is probably a good way of emphasizing the fact that we don't all have to shout to be heard, do we? Tell us a little bit about your work.
The work that I do, I kind of fell into this work, really. I've done program evaluation work in the schools for going on 25 years. And I actually ended up teaching nonviolent communication at Rickards High School here locally, mostly because of what I saw after we brought Challenge Days to this community.
Challenge Days, tell us, what is that?
Challenge Days was a four-day event that we did 2 years in a row that basically had about 100 kids per day. So we had about 400 kids in the Rickards Auditorium. over 4 days and about 30 volunteers. Uh-huh. And the whole point of challenge days, they say, is to get people to become very real with one another. The idea being that so much of the problems that we end up having with interactions and communications is because people aren't really authentic with one another. They're not willing to be very vulnerable and say what's actually going on for them, and we kind of cover up a lot of these things. And so the Challenge Day event was really designed so that people could get to know one another. And what really struck me being in Challenge Days, and I've done it at Rickards and I've done it in several other places around the state, is that for each four or five kids, there's a one volunteer, and you're in a small group, and you get to really get real with those kids. Mm. And what I've seen every time I've done it is that inevitably in my little group, there's one kid that maybe is homeless, or another kid that's going home to an alcoholic a mother or father, or another kid that's seeing their mother get beat up. And then I look across the entire gym and I know that in every single one of those circles, that same exact thing is happening, right? And so, you know, as a result of that experience with Challenge Days, I was like, man, we got to start to do something different, because the kind of thing that you're seeing with bullying and violence really is epidemic, and it's because of a much deeper issue that I think we're not actually addressing, which is, you know, how are we learning to interact with one another? What are some of the adverse childhood experiences that are taking place that are impacting kids when they come into school?
Okay, like having an alcoholic parent, let's say, or in a situation economically that as a family may be very, very stressful. And so you're pointing to some of those causal elements that otherwise go unnoticed. We're talking with Dr. Cindy Bigby and our good friend Jackie Pond, superintendent of Leon County Schools, about how it is that as a school system and as we are a culture in this grand city of Tallahassee, carrying on with this business of bullying and school violence, you're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray illumination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. It comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tint it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call.
You're listening to the best of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. So we're talking with Jack Rudlow. Jack, you and your wife were the brain power and the muscle and the spirit and the vision for Gulf Specimen Marine Lab. We lost Ann here. It's been, what, two years ago?
No, 1 year.
It's been a year now. And, of course, we want to issue our condolences. And I know that
thank you.
That's like you having to run without your partner there. It's got to be a tough thing to do. But yet here you are carrying on. And I know you've got some things you wanted to share in that regard.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's we were married 42 years, and I got to thinking my name was, you know, it was Jack and Ann, and because we wrote books together, we did National Geographic articles together, we wrote for Sports Illustrated, for Smithsonian, for all sorts of things, and we went, you know, on a lot of different adventures around the world, and between trying to raise our family and. Our sons, Sky, who's in his 30s, and Cypress are here in Tallahassee. Sky is doesn't really work with us, but he comes down and works, you know, helps out. He'll be at the Sharks in Chablis, and he has a company, an academy called Train Fight Win on Gaines Street. So they do mixed martial arts, and he does fishing, you know, and he helps out there. But Cypress is the manager of Gulf Specimen
now. Okay.
And he's involved in the day-to-day, you know, dealings with all the complexities that
are
there.
Right.
And, you know, it's not as easy as it once was. It was never easy. It was always complex. But now it's a little harder. And I just want to read a quote that Jimmy Buffett said about Ann. And Jimmy's a big supporter of Gulf Specimen and helped pay for the C-Mobile, which is our traveling trailer, which we go around to schools. If you see this big trailer driving around with a hammerhead shark mounted on the top and these panels of octopuses and other creatures, you'll know that's Gulf Specimen, because nobody else anywhere has anything like this, which is arriving up with touch tanks that in a few minutes you'd open it up and you can start picking up horseshoe crabs and
that's
starfish
awesome.
And all the other creatures.
Yeah.
So here's what Jimmy Buffett wrote, and it said, Ann Rudlow left her mark on the world, and more particularly our beloved Gulf. That is really all we can do in this short time on this blue marble, is try and leave it a little better off than it was when we got here. She did that. Ann Rudlow is a visionary, an icon in Florida's panhandle environmental issues. And then it talks about, you know, her books. She wrote The Priceless Florida, or was one of the authors on that, Butterflies in the Sea Wind, and her latest book she did right up to within a week before she died, and it was called Zen in a Wild Country,
wow.
which is one we have in our bookstore as well. But, you know, the last books we did together, was called Shrimp, The Endless Quest for Pink Gold. And that was all about the shrimping industry and the aquaculture and the shrimp we eat. And, you know, for something that's a major part of our diet, people really knew very little about what the shrimp does. And that sort of leads into the oil spills and all of that when you realize the tremendous fragility of life out in the ocean, and how when a shrimp goes offshore and spawns and all these little teeny dots are floating around metamorphosizing into a more, you know, developed form, and they come out of the plankton and land in the grass, and they're eating the detritus from the trees and from the marshes and all the plankton that's out there. Well, if you add oil or pesticides or something to that, bam, it's gone, and you never know it was there. So, I mean, we are
And you've destroyed a vital link in that very delicate balance.
Yes, and I think a great deal of that went on since the oil spill, not to mention, you know, all the years and years of neglect that the Gulf has been getting, and it's been being treated like a sewer, and there is a great need to do it. But think of it that way. You've got essentially free protein, self-perpetuating, growing itself out there.
Yeah. A
huge amount of recreation. I mean, just getting out into the Gulf, going fishing, I mean, using live shrimp as bait, or, you know, and just people really live their day in a day-to-day grind in their offices and businesses and other things like that. And the best freedom in the world is to get in a boat and just get out there and get into that horizon and go try to catch a fish. Well, you know, we just had in Panacea, the Rock the Dock fishing tournament and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I was looking at all these people catching fish and bringing in big cobia and king mackerel and flounder and all this stuff getting, you know, pulled in of this vast amount of protein that was coming in there. They spent a lot of money to go get it, but it was still out there. Nature was growing that stuff.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know, this was a great opportunity that we could have been learning a lot about those fish by looking in the stomach contents of what those fish are eating. So if that flounder is eating a snapping shrimp, or that king mackerel is hitting a pilchard, we need to get to know that.
Folks, if you haven't done so, you need to make your way to Gulf Specimen Marine Lab. Be a part of the action. And by the way, don't be shy. Step up and be a part of their upcoming fundraiser. What's it called, Jack?
It's Sharks and Chablis.
I love that.
And it's on May 19th, starting from 2 to 7.
So on a Sunday afternoon,
right,
we get to come to your place.
Yes.
And see this man, this fantastic marine lab and this wonderful display of marine life.
And entertainment. Leslie and entertainment. Can tell you about what's
okay,
going on.
Leslie, what kind of entertainment do we have?
We are going to have live entertainment from music. We will have Miss Ann Phipps flamingo dancing, as well as some Irish dancing going on. We will have the Chihuahua, is that correct?
Yeah, Zoo. Was
Chihuahua the... Zoo will be bringing an exhibit.
Wow.
Venomous snake exhibits. The Seine Yard restaurant will be providing the seafood dinner for that evening.
Very cool.
And what else were the...
Sammy Tenor, I think, is the music entertainment, and yeah, he's well known, yeah.
Great opportunity. So we got live entertainment, additional exhibits, and wine.
Yes.
Along with our sharks.
Yeah.
And that's what it's
shrimp
called.
And there's live clams are being brought up from Cedar Key, aquaculture clams.
Oh, man.
And they're going to be talking about how to do it. And actually, the clams are a tradition because Van Lewis, who passed away also a year or so ago, was, you know, and he was a Tallahassee figure, and he was also my schoolmate at Leon High. And he had an aquaculture business growing clams, and he would bring the clams up to Sharks and Chablis right up to just a matter of weeks before he passed away.
Wow.
And it was a tradition, and so we're going to have clams there that are grown in bags in Cedar Key, and the people that are going to be bringing them up as well.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's Gulf Specimen Marine Labs there in Panacea. And we are so delighted that Mr. Rudlow, Jack, and his associate, Leslie, thank you for being our guest. We are so glad that you made it possible for us to learn more about what you do. Thank you for being
thank
with
you.
Us.
Thank you.
Folks, again, the website is gulfspecimen.org. Simple enough. Do this for yourself. Go and learn more about this great organization, what they have done, what Jack has done in all of his years worldwide, and let's go enjoy the fundraiser that Sunday afternoon coming up May the 19th, is it?
Yes.
And we will have a great afternoon there and help these folks do what they do best. That's what we have today, folks. We're glad you've been with us. We look forward to having you back again next Saturday morning. We're here every Saturday just to get you in tune with what Tallahassee is talking about. That's what we're all about. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.